Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, fam. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network, your Babylon Talk Radio. I pray that you're surviving and keeping your head above water as we approach the end of another 6 days and prepare for the Shabbat. After you've done all you can to stand, at the end of the day, what you going to do? You're going to have to stand anyway. Straight No Chase is a show designed to be unapologetic and unscripted, where we as the family can get together and talk, and talk about the fact that sometimes we get way off the mark, way off track, and it takes us to put us back in check, because we know we got into this predicament because we didn't even want to listen to the Most High, the statutes and commandments that he laid out for us. But we do know that Israel is waking up again. We're coming back into our prominence. And by the way, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Babylon is fallen, brothers and sisters. Babylon is rapidly falling. What are you doing to prepare yourself for the wilderness and to make sure that you're on the right side, the right team, when the Most High comes back? Are you being persuaded? Are you being deceived? Are you going to sleep? Or do you understand the wicked ways of this world and the matrix that we live in that has been designed to keep you enslaved and to keep you in captivity, to keep you dumbed down? Brothers and sisters, we are at war. So this show is designed for the family to talk to the family so that the family, or at least the remnant that shall survive, will strengthen one another. And it takes the truth, which can be a strange thing. You never know what you're going to get when you spit truth out, because we live in a time where good is called evil and evil is called good, and where people prefer a lie as opposed to truth because they prefer to stay in denial. Truth will slap the hell out of you and cause you to see things the way you're supposed to see them. And the majority of people that we interact with on a daily basis wear a facade. They wear a mask. It's Halloween every day for them. It's a trick or a treat every day for them. Nobody knows who they are anymore because they're all under narcotics, pharmaceutical drugs, anxiety, demonic depression, and oppression. I'm your host, V the Preacher, and we endeavor just to have the conversation amongst our people, with our people. It can be a call-in show, a talk show, but this is also a night where if there's things that have been bothering you that make you want to holler, it's okay to go ahead and get it off your chest before you get into this time of rest. Sometimes the things that we encounter on a daily basis in this life and having to work in Babylon to further their lives, it makes you want to holler, because the majority of us should be homesick, because this is not our land. We were stolen from a land, brought here and thrown into ghettos and given kibbles and bits, and been deceived to believe that there's a dream here for us when it's all a lie. Deuteronomy 28 tells us that no man will buy you. No man will save you. No one's going to fight for you until the Most High comes back and rights all the wrongs, recompense. In the meantime, we must deal with our community, because if we don't, nobody else will. But unfortunately, the propaganda has enslaved our minds and caused us to hate one another and to destroy one another. And it's too late now for that, because I know enough of you are able to see through the propaganda to help me fight to bring the family back together, the Mishpachah. Israel's rising. Jacob is rising. It's Hebrew restoration time. That's where we live in. That's what time it is. So our endeavor is to get you to see that we are one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to be what they are promoting through the airwaves, because that is called television programming. Television programming. Before there was any television programming, we talked to each other. We depended on family, elders, the construct of a grandmother, of a mother, of a father, of a strong home, of brothers and sisters and cousins and extended family and roots and knowing our heritage, and still being able to have peace, joy, and love with a little bit. We knew how to do the best we could with the little bit we had. Because it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And because the Most High made us in a way that we are a joyous people, we were able to overcome all of our obstacles by counting it all joy. Something he told us to do. There's a few topics I want to talk about tonight. There's a lot of things going on in our so-called world all around us. As a matter of fact, there's a whole lot going on. Unfortunately, you're in too deep if you're relying on Zionist media to tell you what's going on in our world. You have to not only study these Hebrew scriptures and the Torah and Tanakh, study to show yourself approved. You've got to do research, brothers and sisters, and with the advent of the internet, your iPad, your iPhone, your laptop, smartphones, you have the ability to find out truth for yourself. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we do these shows to try and bring you knowledge and to bring forth the conversation. This ain't this old 1990s, 2000, let's not talk about the problem, let's find a solution. That's been some bullcrap, because what we've gotten is a bunch of ideologues and spin topics and spin cycles on the same thing and never getting nowhere, because that was a farce. In order to keep our people preoccupied and not really addressing the family, which was bringing us back together. Let me tell you something. Black man, black woman, Israel, Jacob, seed of Jacob, chosen people, God's people. You are a scattered diaspora. And they're trying to keep you scattered, because when you come together, you form a nucleus. You form a fist, a closed fist, which is powerful. That can break rocks into pieces like a hammer. You're too powerful and too strong of a people. And this is what we try to get you to realize and come together. No longer can we be divisive, envious, jealous, and hateful towards our own people. No longer can we look in the mirror and have self-hate at what is beautiful, because it is melanized. You must know that you were made in his image and you have emotions and feelings like him. Because when he said, I made you in my image, that means all those emotions and thoughts that run through you on a daily basis are of him. Which is why when he said, be angry and sin not, and let you know the Most High has emotions, just like he created you with emotions. Our goal is to galvanize the fist, the hammer of Israel, the scattered diaspora of Africa. When I say our goal, I'm talking about the preachers, the teachers, the Levites, the prophets, the gifted, the talented, the singers. Rise up and come up out of this negativity. So there's a few things on my mind, but when I think about Israel being asleep, this is the thing, fam. We get a little bit tired of our brothers and sisters who are still not in the truth, holding on to Constantine's Christianity, which is synthesized with pagan worship and idolatry and doesn't honor the statutes, laws, and commandments. We get ticked off with our brothers and sisters, but a lot of them are waking up every day. But what we've got to realize is that there are strangers that sojourned with us when we came out of Egypt, and there will be strangers that will sojourn with us again. What am I trying to say? Scripture tells us, and I don't normally do precepts on this night. You find that with Elder Andre on Wednesdays through thy precepts and during the Shabbat show. But Romans tells us, and I believe it's Romans, the 11th chapter, tells us that Israel in part will be asleep until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. The problem is that these Caucasian preachers have told you that you are the Gentiles. No, no, no. You are Israel, Jacob, Hebrews. And there's a portion of our people that are going to remain asleep until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. So why are you pissed off at your people who can't see it? What you got to do is be it. And as long as you can be it, they just might be able to see it, because as it transforms you, then it becomes something more visible for them to see. Because we deal with a people who will not believe it until they see it. And a foolish people do look for a sign. But unfortunately, those who are asleep are still in that foolish mindset and state because they have been deceived, and whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them. Who are the gods of this world? The fallen angels spoken of in the book of Jude, in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, the angels, the fallen angels, the watchers that left their first estate and slept with beautiful women and begot the Nephilim, the giants that you hear about. These angels are gods that other nations and other religions worship, and we, having lost our heritage, have gone after the ways of the Gentiles and other religions. We want to be everything we're not, when we are the chosen people that were created to worship the Most High God that created all things, including the fallen angels and these other gods that are being worshipped, but who have been cast down to earth because they've been thrown out of heaven. And our people refuse to believe who they are in the earth. So I'm not going to fault them, because it's time to create dialogue in these Christian churches. It's time to create dialogue in these false religions. We will not compromise. Don't get it twisted. That is not what I'm saying. We're not here to compromise. We're here to let them see the strength that comes from following the Torah and from seeking the Most High. We're here to let them see the strength that comes from giving our people a foundation, a substratum, by getting our young men to start following the laws. You can't send a young man to an altar, tell him to sit on a bench and sign his name on the roll, and then let him do whatever the hell he wants to do and go back to smoking his weed, living any kind of way, pants sagging, screwing everything that's walking, cussing, killing. Nah, you can't just assume our people are going to know what to do because they came to church one Sunday. They have to be given order, instructions, principles, foundation, something to shoot after. From what I understand, repentance is a 180-degree turn, not a 360-degree circle. Can't understand for the life of me why everything, check this out, man. Why does everything in life have an order and a law? Murphy's Law, reap what you sow. There's a law amongst the animals. But here, we as a people try to find out how much we can get away with and what we don't have to do anymore. Oh, you mean Paul and Shaul said I could eat pork? Oh, I don't have to keep the Shabbat. I don't have to keep the Sabbath. I don't have to follow the commandments. We're going to get into that tonight. There's a few things I want to talk about. Because, see, the principle of our deception comes from us disobeying the Most High. But false Christianity and these other various religions that come through the fallen angels to keep us from knowing who we are also played a big part in our deception, because we were given this Christianity, which linked up with the government. And nobody wants to believe that the government is controlled by demons and fallen entities, because they want to believe that there's a separation between church and state. I don't want to get too deep with that, because everybody thinks it's separated when it's actually all inclusive. You have demonic spirits that are controlling government at the top. Your political officials are led, influenced, and possessed by demonic spirits, which is why you can take that voting garbage and political process to the pits from where it came from. I'll have nothing to do with it. I was actually at one point an appointed official until I started to find out what was at the root of politics and government. I ran quick and wanted nothing to do with it. For some people, it might be for you. You might have a role as Daniel, or a role as Joseph did with Pharaoh. Me personally, I want no parts of that because it's demonically controlled and inspired at this point. Some of your top political officials, including your president, have supped with demons, taught, trained, and vetted by demonic spirits to prepare this world for the coming, for Jacob's trouble, for the coming mark of the beast, for the coming one world government and the one world church, and to destroy Israel so that they will not be a nation and God will not come back for them, so that there'll be nothing for him to come back for. Christ said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? Now, I don't want to say too much over the head because this show is not designed for me to preach at you, because we have people that tune into this show who are actually in the hood, man. Probably got a 40 in their hands right now and just trying to see what's really going on with the brothers and sisters. They want to know if we're so self-righteous, we feel like we can't reach out to them no more. And then my whole goal and point and purpose is to not only reach out to them, but to let them know that the way that they live in is not right. You're not living right. You're banging and crushing everything. You're not living right. You're dropping seeds and ain't taking care of your seeds. You're not living right. You're a damn homosexual, a faggot, a lesbian. You're not living right, man. The Most High is going to make you accountable. And you'll be destroyed with Babylon if you don't come into this truth. I'd be wrong. I would remiss if I didn't tell you. If you listen to some of the other Straight No Chasers, we kind of got pretty raw with some of these different lifestyles that are out here. But we have to come raw with our people, because our people are the ones being used by media, television, and movies to promote all of the worst of Babylon, all of the greed, lasciviousness, and covetousness about bling. We are the ones that push and promote the desecration of a society. We are the ones that cause other countries to want to be like Babylon. They use us, but at the same time hate us, have no respect for us. But what they're trying to do is demoralize us as a people. We're the preachers and the teachers. But yet we want to hearken our ear to a 501c3 church that's yoked up, linked up with the government. And I can't find nowhere in scriptures where it says in order to have a church, you got to link up with the government so that you can give everybody who gives an offering a tax receipt so they can get something back for what they give. I thought you're supposed to give and not expect nothing in return. So everybody's treating this as big business because everybody's driving in their Benzes and cads and, you know, churches just become big business, which, as you know, was not the original intent. I'm going to do another show, but if you go in the archives, I did a show on how Lyndon B. Johnson came out and established the 501c3 articles so that he could infiltrate the church so that we wouldn't have a place of influence amongst our community. And he began to give them money and subsidies, hush money, and begin to use them. To this day, it's effective because now they're told what they cannot preach, what they can preach, what they can teach, what they must do, what they must accept. Anything linked up with the government is not sanctioned by the Most High. This is what's deceiving our community, and it's probably been one of the biggest poisons in our community, because it's been controlled and designed. It's been infiltrated ever since these preachers start going to seminary to hear what to speak. But I'll go further back than that for you, because the slaves weren't allowed to preach to the slaves. And when Master finally got ready to let little Willie preach to the other slaves, he told him what he could preach. He said, I'm going to give you three messages you could preach, and that's all you could preach to the slaves. You preach anything else, I'll kill you, I'll lynch you. What was those things? Turn the other cheek. Definitely one of them. What was the other one? A better day is coming.
and to forgive. Nothing about the fact that, you know, there's prayers in there asking God to avenge us, all the bloodshed, to be strong, to fight, to be mighty. Scriptures about Christ saying, buy a sword, defend and protect your family. Scriptures in there that told you who you were as a people and why you were going through. No, they forbid that. But here's the funny thing. Even till this day, you still got preachers preaching the same message. I'm wanting to cry out against this, but at the same time, brothers and sisters, I'm noticing that there's not much more we have to do about these fake false churches, because the spirit of the Most High, the Ruach, is starting to move and come in. I really didn't want to talk about this topic because I hate to hear about one of our brothers and sisters losing their lives, but I got to speak on this in the news at World Changers Church with Mr. Creflo. Give me a dollar. A brother was shot to death 6 times while leading prayer for the afternoon Bible study service. Man walks up, who used to be employed by the church, walks up to a former fellow employee and shoots him while he's standing in his pulpit, supposedly talking to the Most High. Now, from what I understood out of the book of Job, that Satan normally couldn't touch somebody unless he got permission from the Most High. Because even Satan knew that the Most High has a hedge around his people. I can remember as a kid hearing stories about people that had a serious relationship with the Most High that was shot at point blank and no bullets touched them. Some other phenomenal stories I could tell you about, you know, older church mothers who had a relationship that weren't religious, that had this certain little, you know, power. I don't want to get too deep into that. Here's the thing that got me. The night before, I just happened to say, let me see what Creflo talking about on TV, what he's preaching about. And I was stunned because his entire message, and I taped it on my phone. I'm going to play a piece of it so that you know I'm telling the truth. This is the night before I turned on the TV the next morning and found out somebody in his church got shot. I taped it on the telephone. Creflo Dollar was preaching a message against the Ten Commandments, saying there's a better way and there's a better way. The commandments were good for that time, but the people weren't good. So now there's a better covenant. And you know what? It was very persuasive and convincing, to the point where, like Scripture said, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Let me see if you can hear this.
But sin, taken occasion by commandments, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Wow. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment's holy, and it's just, and it's good. I might say, well, how you going to say the law's holy, and it's just, and it's good, and he just finished saying what he said about it? The problem, the fault wasn't with the law, the fault was with man's ability to keep it. The law wasn't weak, but man was weak. He didn't have the ability to keep it. So that dispensation had to move out, and we're moving into this new covenant. Now, if he found fault with the law because man didn't have the ability to keep it, and he's getting ready to give us a new covenant, how many of you know that it's probably pretty safe to assume that we're going to be able to keep this?
And I go back to Hebrews. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter, where were we?
So he's pretty much saying that, you know, we couldn't keep the law, so now we're going to be able to keep these new laws, which is pretty much being lawless.
I will make a new covenant with the household of Israel. And how many of you know we're spiritual Israel, right? With the household
of spiritual Israel. No, we're not no spiritual Israel. We are Israel. That's another lie.
According to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. So he's talking about under the dispensation of the law. He said, I'm not going to make a covenant according to that one. Why? Because they continued not in my covenant. And my response, I regarded them not, saith the Lord. That's the agreement we had. So this covenant not going to be according to that one. So we make the mistake now when we try to live under the new covenant in accordance with what we have.
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to pick back up on this Most High willing on the Shabbat, because I'm not going to cover the commandments and the laws. My intent and purpose and point was to show that the night before this killing happened at his church, that he was doing a message to say that the laws are done away with, which is the confusing message of Apostle Paul and Shaul, which Peter said that Paul's writings are not for the unlearned, and that it is very confusing that you don't understand it. Even Apostle Shaul knew that the laws weren't done away with, because the disciples were still going to the synagogue on the Sabbath to hear the reading of the laws. They didn't have these letters that people are calling the New Testament, this new covenant. They were keeping the laws, the statutes, and the commandments, and the gospel was the Torah. And nobody understands this about the Tanakh. What am I saying? Am I trying to tie one thing in with the other? I don't believe in coincidence, but I heard this and was livid because I knew how confusing that message could be for people that want to come back to the Most High by seeking first his kingdom. And we know we find his kingdom by following his laws and his commandments. And then the next day, a gunman walks in his church, his so-called church, and murders somebody in cold blood, one of his staff that was supposedly up praying. Where's the power? Where's the hedge? Where's the anointing? There's supposed to be power in prayer when talking to the Most High, when you're in the Spirit. There's not much else I'm going to say on that. I'm not going to speak on that. But you can tune in to some of the shows in the archive as it pertains to the Shabbat. We, as a people, as the family, as the seed of Jacob and Israel, are called to come back to the law, statutes, and commandments, dietary laws, everything else. The reason I speak on this tonight, because the laws were a part of our culture, which has been lost, which is why we don't know who the hell we are as a people and what we're trying to get back to. Because as we unfold the laws, we begin to find out more about who we are and love our process and better understand ourselves. So this is something important that, I just kind of wanted to talk about that. I didn't want to, like, really languish on that all night, all evening. But it is something that I want you to take into consideration. Tune in later about that. We're going to take a small break. On the other side of this, we'll get back into some other topics that we want to cover tonight.
Staring down each other, only Rasta. free the people. Over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe 1 minute that they are with you. Jah free the people. Over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Our dogs won't do. You're just behaving like they want you to, yeah. I say, arrogance is much different from ignorance, and I know you feel the same way too. Many live this life without having a clue. No reason why they are so black and blue. Blessings to go, so much things to do. Not a moment to reflect on this. Them fool you. Don't believe for a minute that they are with you. Jah free the people over hills and valleys too. Don't let them fool you. Don't believe 1 minute they don't like you. It's hard, it's hard, it's hard.
Back and straight. Snap up out of your foolishness and your mistakes. I want to move into this health section of the show. Most High willing. Starting back in November, we're going to get back into the health topics. We are at war, but one of the fronts of this war is we're eating. We're fighting to live through what we're eating. You know, we have to learn to eat healthy because one of the fronts is a dietary front and what we put in our bodies. And they realize that we don't really have access to good food. We've forgotten how to grow our own foods. And we are moving so quick that we're eating whatever they put in our face, which is called fast foods. And so now you've got this Proposition 37 about labeling foods in California. And you also have GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms out there. I've got to admit and say something. The last couple of days that I had to move quick and eat, I've gotten food poisoning. I had to eat quick from a fast food place. The only time you don't really get food poisoning nowadays is because you're probably consuming at these nice restaurants genetically modified organisms, which are vegetables and fruits that you think are healthy, but they're actually spliced. And all the nutrition has been stripped from the fruits and vegetables. They look good, they're shiny, but there's no nutrition, and there's something that's been infused into the genetic makeup of the vegetable that is designed to tear up your DNA and promote sickness and illness in your body and has long-term drastic effects. So if you don't have the nutritional aspect to help fight disease and you're putting something poison to destroy your DNA, you're more susceptible to catch diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, cholesterol, high blood pressure, gout, just all kinds of diseases because you don't have the good things from nature to fight back on these things. So if you're not getting food poisoning from the people that are giving you the bad meat, the bad eggs, the parasites in the food, then you got the GMOs and the GEs to deal with. And so that is one of the friends. It's almost like you can't almost eat anything. Yeah, we should pray over our food before we eat it, after we eat it. Give the Most High thanks. That's the only thing that's probably going to save you. Scripture said that he said that when you take up any deadly thing, it will not harm you. He knew that we'd be living in a time like this, and he's going to look out for us and provide for us. I don't speak fear and pump fear in my people, but my people are the ones that are called by his name and that know how to live the right way. So we're going to try, if the Most High is willing, to get back into this because it's such an important and pertinent part of the Knesset, of the ministry, of the information, of the knowledge for our people. We don't want you to ignore truth or be ignorant of truth. You no longer can afford to ignore when somebody's breaking down some information to you. Give it an ear and tell somebody, I'll weigh that carefully and consider it. Don't be ignorant. Don't be a fool and say what you talked about. Nigga, you don't know what you're saying. Listen up and then go do your research. Your life depends on it now. Too many of our people are coming down with sugar diabetes and losing limbs and going blind because they don't know how to eat. And they don't know what these people are doing to us through the food. So I realize that every ministry, every camp, whatever you want to call yourself, everybody waking up into the truth, you've got to start talking about food, diet, and being in shape, man, for the war that's coming. You've got to be mentally sound, and that means your body has to be sound. And you have to be tight. When you're feeling good, you're going to think and be on your toes. Come up off the drugs and the pharmakia and the alcohol, man, and medicating yourself. This is the thing that's bothersome to me. This article today said that we need to start paying attention to seafood safety. Tainted imports are fishy. The article says, while seafood is usually touted as a health food, high in omega-3 fatty acids, helping boost brain and heart health, recent scathing reports paint a less desirable picture of America's fish, tainted with waste, chemicals, and antibiotics. Supermarket cases in restaurants make our seafood look presentable, but is it really safe to eat? A recent Bloomberg Businessweek story reports unsanitary conditions for many Asian seafood exporters, along with government lagging in its ability to clean it up. Yeah, I don't think they're lagging. This is intentional and on purpose. They know what's wrong with that seafood that's coming out of the Gulf. They know what's wrong with that seafood that's coming out of Japan that's been radiated. And they know what it's going to do to the people. Don't forget the Georgia Guidestones. And their Satan's Ten Commandments is to reduce population by 500 million. So they've got to ramp up the death numbers. About 86% of our seafood is imported, and half of that is from aquaculture, fish farms. Most aquaculture imports are shrimp, tilapia, and what I didn't know is that tilapia is it's not a natural fish. It's a hybrid. It's a created fish. They spliced the genes of two fish. We're living in the times, in the days of Noah. There's a lot of gene splicing and creating of hybrid animals and cloning going on that we're eating. And they don't know the long-term effects, but they don't care. Tilapia, Atlantic salmon, and shellfish, which you don't need to eat anyway because those are the natural garbage disposers of the ocean. And because we're eating so many of them, we're messing up the ecosystem. Or you're eating so many of them, because I don't eat the madness, because the Most High told me not to eat swine or shellfish or catfish or crabs. Back to the article. In Vietnam, shrimp is stored in dirty plastic tubs covered in ice made from tap water. Now, we know the tap water's got chlorine in it and also another chemical called chloramine. I need you to look that up. Chloramine. And also fluoride. Fluoride to make you complacent, take the fight out of you and cause sickness, cause brain tumors. And we know what the chlorine and chloramine does too. And most of the stuff you cannot boil out of your water. Let's see what else is going on. It could be contaminated. Also, the water is contaminated with bacteria. Vietnam ships more than 100 million pounds of shrimp to the United States each year. About 8% of all the shrimp that America eats. In China, many fish farms reportedly, listen to this, brothers and sisters, in China, many fish farms reportedly use pig manure as feed. In China, they're feeding the fish pig manure. Here you're trying to have a no-swine diet, and they're feeding you the refuse, a fish that's been eating the refuse of a swine. And you don't think this is intentional, because they know many of you try to eat a pork-free diet. They're trying to corrupt us. and demoralize us. In addition, shrimp farms in South and Southeast Asia are essentially factory farms, with all that implies, including antibiotic overuse. According to a weird piece published earlier this year, many of the antibiotics in these fish farms are banned for use in the U.S. So these antibiotics are being put in our food and getting in our system, and these antibiotics are stripping our colon of the antibodies we need to help fight disease and causing sickness in us. When the doctor gives you antibiotics, you have to take acidophilus and put other antibiotics back in your body because it's stripped out the natural acidophilus that's in your body, and things that come from like yogurt, that, you know, all that's stripped out of your body. You're not supposed to use these antibiotics. And this is why so many people are getting sick and think they're getting healthy by eating fish, and think they're drinking juices that have high fructose corn syrup that's causing obesity, and they can't lose the weight. I feel for my brothers and sisters that are doing all that they can do to try and lose weight and be healthy, and don't realize that the war is in the supermarket and in what they're putting in their mouth, and the fact that they won't read labels and get a dictionary and do some research and find out how they're trying to kill you, man. Got you going to the cheapest supermarket in the town, and everything in there is poisoned and bad. Listen to the article. FDA only tests small sample of imports, while the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is responsible for ensuring the safety of seafood. They may not be bringing their A game to the task. You think? Like they care about you. They already feel like there's too many of you as it is. Bloomberg reports that only 2.7% of all seafood imports are inspected by the FDA. In 2008, FDA Deputy Director of Food Safety Don Kramer testified before Congress summarizing the issue. As the aquaculture industry continues to grow, concern about the use of unapproved drugs and unsafe chemicals in aquaculture operations has increased significantly. So here you are trying not to use pharmakia, which is sorcery and witchcraft. You're trying not to ingest drugs, and all the food you're eating from the supermarket is loaded with drugs, and you're putting it in your body unbeknownst to you. Ignorance is bliss, right? So yeah, if ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven. Wake up, brothers and sisters. So what happens is there's clear scientific evidence that the use of unapproved antibiotics and other drugs and chemicals such as malachite, greens, nitrofurans, fluoroquinolones, and gentian violet can result in the presence of residues in the edible portions of aquacultured seafood. Even after this testimony, a 2011 GOA report found that the FDA tested about 0.1% of all imported seafood products for drug residues. To put this in perspective, out of 2.5 million metric tons of imported shrimp, the FDA tested only 34 samples. And the most high trying to get you not to eat the sea roach anyway. And this should be more of a reason why you should listen to what the Most High has been warning you and telling you not to eat this madness. Let's go back to the fish. A recent study by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. Now, we know this is a government agency that definitely wants Israel, the ghetto, our people dead, wiped off the face of the earth. Ever since, regentrification, what's the place that they promote abortions and all that? Planned Parenthood. And we've given our kids all types of birth control and testing drugs on them and tearing up girls' uterus by experimenting with drugs that they say is going to help them. These people do not care about you, the CDC, because they know who you are. If we have some time, we're going to talk about blood types and how they have found out who the people are, the scattered diaspora, the children of Israel. They know who you are, where you're located. The samples of blood they take of you in the hospital is not to check for blood pressure and cholesterol. They have a DNA bank so they can allocate who we are and where we are and what to give you They've been monitoring you from the time of your birth to your death to see the effects of the vaccinations they gave you as a child. They know if they gave you a vaccination that will promote diabetes or cancer, and they want to see if it's working, if it has an effect. All your stuff is documented and in the computer, which is why for the life of me, I don't understand brothers and sisters living in fear. We're not supposed to be in fear of mankind or the enemy or the devil, living in fear about giving this truth and telling this message over these airwaves. There's already a dossier on you and a file on you about who you are. Now stand up and be counted, because to not be here is to be with the Most High. The CDC and prevention said a quarter of the foodborne illness outbreaks from imported food involved seafood. That's significantly more than the next food type on the list. That doesn't mean you should avoid seafood altogether. You're right. There are some steps you can take now to continue to enjoy safe, healthy fish and shrimp. Here are some tips. I'm not going to read this crap because they're lying to you. The majority of the food is tainted. They're saying things like avoid farmed fish. Look for sustainable seafood that's wild-caught or eco-labeled. But the thing is that the fish that's in the water, we can't eat it because the water's been tainted with oil, with radiation, with pollution. They're talking about use seafood guides, eco-labeled. We know that government is shaking hands. They're lobbying with people. We just discovered a couple of weeks ago that one of the biggest super health food store chains, Whole Foods, has been lying and saying that the organic food, well, saying that they have organic food and charging triple the price for it, and we come to find out that it's mostly GMOs that Whole Foods is selling. Yes, I said it because it was on the news. Whole Foods is selling genetically modified fruits, shined up, looking good, and it's not even organic. Big business shaking hands with each other and laughing all the way to the bank because they're charging triple for it and got everybody running in there thinking they're eating healthy. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have a relationship with the Most High and don't prepare yourself and listen to this truth and come together with your Mishpachah, you're not going to make it. Because now you can't even eat healthy. You dang near got to be a vegetarian in order to keep pushing and keep going. This is serious stuff when it comes to this food fight. So I implore you to begin to do your research and to find out about what you're putting in your mouth, why you can't lose this weight, and because you can't trust these doctors, these witches in these white coats with these pads that's quick to write you off some medicine that's going to have 1,000 side effects that's going to kill you in the long run. It's time to come back to the statutes and commandments of the Most High if you plan on making it in this life. Take a break.
Yeah! Yes, Malayana. Youngest Malayana. What commits suicide, call you been denied of your 9-to-5 year. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything here. And you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side here. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride here. And you're riding a freak and she love how you greet and your condom deplete her. Just a baby, please, and you weaken the knees and kick off and release her. Then you hear from the streets, so she full of disease and you start to sneeze her. And months and for weeks, all food do not eat and your weight start to decrease her. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. The beast and when things is feast, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach and you drop asleep and machine a beacher. You exhaust and the hype like you fling that they might have no live gangsta life here. And I run off your beak and your thing go breach and bad man go seek her. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and you start to feel her. And you get released, man, I circle your knees and you think it's no real here. Then two things you sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your feet. It's overseas and the time you reach stars before your priest is in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete when you drop in.
start to grow, but you think you are broke, or you're sitting ashore, yeah. Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah. Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your poop are incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. One commit suicide, car, you've been denied of your 9 to 5, yeah. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. You're 35 and you still survive, I go punk on a side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she said, baby, please, and you're weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the street, says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. And more than 2 weeks, all food you not eat and you will start to freeze, yeah. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And you are against the beast, and when things is freeze, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep, and gunshot a beach, you exhaust and the hype like you fling down the might, and no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run out your beak, and your thing go breach, and bad man go teach, yeah. Police find you with your peace and you start to feel, yeah. Then you get released, man, a circle you need and you think it no real, yeah. And two things to sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your free kit. And go overseas and stay time you reach back the phone to PCs. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. Drop in the street, your way drop in too deep. Yeah,
in too deep.
Yes, Malayan.
Incomplete.
How you mean?
In the street. In too deep. In too deep. Incomplete. In the street. In too deep.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by Social Change Action Network here on Babylon Talk Radio. I'm your host, V the Preacher, and we're getting it tonight. We're just talking to the fam, talking about what's going on in our world. You're probably distracted with not only the World Series, which is the biggest distraction, a farce that there is, the orange and black team of the San Francisco Sodom and Gomorrah Giants, playing against Detroit, a city that used to be strongly black, that's impoverished, moved every job out, every industry job out, and destroyed that entire town, a town that's totally impoverished and where the murder rate is so high, people don't have no other way to live but to sell drugs, commit murder, rob, kill, and steal. This is Babylon. It's a joke, brothers and sisters, that we live in, and you looking at these people that are trying to numb themselves with a fake, false game, while all the while an election has already been determined. Yeah, your president will get his second term so that they can kick off this third world war and that they can start this pandemic here in Babylon so that they can force martial law and bring into effect everything that he's already pre-approved, the NDAA law, where they can detain you indefinitely, and the Obama health plan, which has already been approved and passed. They're not going to name it the Obama health care for nothing, and he lose to Mitt Romney. Are you crazy? They're both of the same cut anyway, and they're both going to be utilized by a satanic government who's controlled by the fallen angels, the elite. And we're going to talk about these blue bloods, these reptilians, probably next week on Tuesday, the Most High is willing, that are pulling the strings in order to see our people, our diaspora, destroyed so that they can live and control this world. But nevertheless, this is all a farce. It's a joke. You're being entertained, and you need to come up out of Babylon. So this is the end of the Gentile rule, and we are rapidly running out of time, brothers and sisters. Prophesying to the wind. Shake your brother and sister and ask them what the hell they're doing. You can't get faded every day. Time is out for that. What you going to do with your life? I only got a couple more topics I want to cover, but I want to talk to you, young man, young woman. Why are you trying to be everything you see on MTV and BET, which is nothing but mind control, which is eating up your very corpuscles and brain cells to get you to strive to be like an image of an ignorant person that they took off the street, gave some money, and say, act ignorant on TV and make everybody else want to act ignorant like you? Why they repress some of the geniuses in our community and keep them down and keep you from seeing young people. I seen the other day a 9-year-old young man that came up with a medical technology because he was encouraged to use his brain in the right way. I bet you they kept him away from BET and MTV and told him that he's a child of the Most High, made in his fashion and his image, and the Ruach moved on him, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. And that's what's up. But no, not you. You want to smoke. Let me tell you why you see all these cannabis clubs while I try to stay on point. Because cannabis clubs are a way for them to control what you buy and smoke, because they couldn't control this organically grown weed. Now, I do not push weed because you don't need it, because you don't need to medicate yourself when you're trying to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Okay, because most of y'all get faded so you can numb your spirit and let the dictates of your flesh tell you what to do, which is crushing everything you can get your hands on. Now that they can control the weed, they can alter the weed, genetically modify it, and put every freaking chemical they can possibly put in it, like they do in the fish and the food, so that they can modify your brain. Most people I see smoking a joint now, smoke, take one hit, they falling out on the ground, losing brain cells, don't have the ability to fight, overweight. It's after they smoke the weed that they go to the fast food places to eat the food that will kill them and destroy them, and they can't rectify right from wrong, not understanding. And then the whole while they got you striving for images of success in Babylon that's promised to you by the fallen angels. Let me tell you something, young man, young woman. Any success in Babylon in this world comes with a price, and it guarantees your destruction and your fall, which is why actors, actresses, singers by the hundreds, by the thousands end up cutting their lives short, overdosing, or having their 15 minutes of fame and ending up in some mental ward or some drug rehabilitation center, because every contract is designed to destroy you. The reason being is because even when our brother Messiah Christ, the one you call Jesus, came back, when he came off the fast for 40 days, Satan took him to the highest mountain and told him, I'll give you all this if you worship me and turn these stones to bread. What is that today? That's that freaking contract that you chasing after, thinking you're going to be successful when you sign with Motown, when you sign with Epic Records, when you win American Idol, when you win The Voice. You know what you're going to win? You're going to win a death contract, and you're going to have to pay in blood. Somebody in your family is going to get murdered, or you're going to have to bloodlet. It's called bloodletting. Somebody's going to pay a price for your fame and for your success. But you're so desperate to be somebody in Babylon so you can tell your friends, what? So you can have a little money. What? So you can act like you something in Babylon. You're going to sacrifice your family and your life and sell your soul to a fallen angel for this world? Or are you going to forsake all and come out of her, my people, and recognize who you are and say, I don't need nothing you've got to give me. I'm a self-contained man, self-contained woman. I'm natural. I don't need to wear your fashions, your designs. I don't need your clothes. I don't need you to tell me how I'm supposed to cover myself, carry myself in order to be accepted by the masses. I will not say I have to be keeping up with the Joneses. They've got you so screwed up with comparative self-worth that you feel like, I am not worth a dang thing if I don't measure up to the success which I see on TV. And so many of you girls are willing to sell your soul and sleep and screw whoever to get prestige. And you brothers are selling out now and sleeping with the casting director, sleeping with men, giving into this metrosexual homosexuality agenda and effeminizing our entire world, because they're telling you that you don't have to be macho no more. So therefore, therefore destroying our hood, our community, our families, because you're compromising, not realizing that you're wrestling against spirits that are getting you to sell out and sell yourself. Your end will be death, destruction, HIV, AIDS. You will be ridiculed. You'll be mocked. You'll be laughed at. Only the strong will survive. Who are you? What are you made of? You have no strength if you constantly medicating yourself, drinking, smoking, trying to be down. Everything you achieve in this world will burn, for only what you do for Christ will last. You got it twisted. If you trying to talk about, I'm doing this for Christ, I'm writing these books, I'm doing this album, I'm going to blow up here and give him the glory, you lying to yourself. You trying to blow yourself up because you're in love with yourself. And it said that men would be lovers of themselves in the last days. And you cannot serve mammon and God. And majority of you are serving money because you want money. Because everything you listen to says get money, get money, get yours, get yours, get yours, get yours, get yours. Covetousness, excessiveness, and idolatry. And lovers of yourself instead of lovers of the Most High. You've lost focus and you have no idea what's going on. And I'm going to tell you why you don't know what's going on. Because we're living in a time of witchcraft. We're living in a whole society where the new religion is witchcraft. Y'all done the yoga, you done became a Jehovah Witness, you done became a Mormon, all these false religions that's ran by Freemasons and Satan worshipers, you done it all to sell out your God instead of coming back to the Most High. And now we live in a time of witchcraft, and you got your kids going to see movies like Harry Potter, Twilight, vampire movies, horror movies, glorifying this stuff, not realizing demon spirits are coming through. Let me slide to another subject I want to talk about tonight. This blew my mind. There is a new toy game coming out this pagan Christmas for your kids, for your family, probably for adults too, being released by PS3 Sony called The Wonder Book. Look this up on YouTube. I am blown away and devastated. Church, don't cry out against this madness. We got to start coming together and praying and crying out against this madness, because this is a new weapon toy that they bring in Satanism up in your homes. And some of you so sleep, so numb, so dumb on your pagan Christian Constantine holiday, you're going to bring Satan into your house to pacify your baby, and you're going to be teaching him how to be a witch and a warlock. This new book called The Wonder Book teaches your kid how to say demonic witchcraft spells, how to work them, and how to master them. And each time they perfect a certain level of mastering casting a spell, they go to the next level. And these are real, actual spells from a spell book. This was created by a company by the name of Pottermore, the same company with J.K. Rowling that created all those Harry Potter movies, that confessed and acknowledged that those spells in the movies were real spells. So what happens is the book opens up in front of the TV screen that has a camera. And when it opens up, your child has a wand, a Hollywood stick wand. He waves it over the book. As he's looking at the TV, you see all these images, spirits, demons, all types of imps and stars and stuff coming out of the book. As your child is incanting spells and saying spells, he's seeing these things materialize. We think it's innocent because we think it's an image on TV, but what you don't know is that demonic spirits that we can't see ride on frequencies and airwaves, but now they've made it where you can see it materialize on the TV on this thing called a Wonder Book, the Book of Spells. This, Mishpachah, is the new Ouija board. We know that a Ouija board is a portal into demonic activity, and we are not to touch that stuff. The Most High forbid us to interact with that stuff. Anybody that's ever dealt with a Ouija board know that they've been stalked by demons because they opened up portals, and you got to get that stuff cast off you. Now they've taken it to the new ultimate level, coming to homes this Christmas, where people will be playing with witchcraft in their homes, bringing spirits into their homes, doing incantations, learning how to do spells, and inviting these new fallen angels and new fallen demons and spirits into their homes, and they won't be able to get rid of them. Satan knows his time is short, so he's created a new invention to come into your house. What you going to do about it? Babylon, it's time to pray, because Babylon is fallen. Israel, it's time to pray. That's what I'm saying. Want to holler. How foolish they think we are. Be the preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. This thing is coming to a rapid conclusion. And if you don't, where you are, begin to cry and tell the truth, there could be blood on your hands from our people, from not preparing them. So much that I don't even think that we're going to be prepared for, because there's an infrastructure that is in place. Iran is surrounded. Synagogue of Satan, the false Israel, the ones who stole our heritage and our nationality, our religion, they're surrounded and they're prepared to go to war so that they can do what they need to do over here. And the whole while, we got folks on Facebook tripping. Hebrew against Hebrew. Black against black. They feel like they've been successful. Most High willing, when we get to this reptilian show, we're going to find out about who these reptilians are. Because, yeah, we've had Elder Andre cover some things. We're getting into this Halloween season. And you should be fat. Let me say this. Over 800,000 people a year come up kidnapped and missing. They throw you a tidbit once every 3 months and make you think that this happens every now and then with an Amber Alert. There are people, infants all the way up to 60 years old, that are kidnapped, murdered, sacrificed, and tortured, taken underground for experiments, for splicing, ground up, chopped up, taken to Bohemian Grove, taken to the Wicker Man Festival. I get pissed off at these churches that say they're not celebrating Halloween. They're having a harvest festival when the whole thing about this Halloween season is to sacrifice to the gods of the harvest that they might have crops. You can go in the archives and listen to Halloween Unmasked that the brother did. We know that this is a pagan, but this is their high holy day. We need to be praying against this time of year. We need to pray that some of those people kidnapped might be able to get away, or that the sacrifice won't happen, or that somebody's not indoctrinated into a witch cult. Let's be mindful. That's all I'm saying, though. Let's be mindful. It's not your time to go get as high as you can and go see a horror movie and laugh and think it's innocent. People are losing their minds in this era. Everybody's pissed off. Road rage is at an all-time high. Suicide, murder, gunshots, cops flipping out. Everything's at an all-time high because there are more demonic spirits ramped up. They're not waiting until nighttime. They're operating in the daytime. Man, check this out. 12-year-old girl found laid out in the streets, high on drugs, pregnant, 6-7 months pregnant. Asked her who got her impregnated like that. She said her father did it. And you gonna tell me we don't need the commandments and we should try to ignore them, or that Christ did away with them? Are you gonna tell me we don't need to teach on the laws outside the Ten Commandments because they common sense? Obviously, it's not common sense, because 50-something percent of all young girls that get raped are raped by their fathers. Sick and disgusting, but it's a demon spirit, and we can be some sick people if we don't have the Most High and the King in our lives. We go way off, which is why I'll set my face like, let me see you in the street. I set my face like a flint. I don't think I'm bad. I'm just not backing down to the enemy. And I know you didn't listen to my father, my Abba, a higher. You didn't listen to him, so I know you ain't going to listen to me. But I'm prepared. And I make my forehead hard against yours, and I'm going to tell you the truth, and you do what you want with it. But ain't nobody backing down from no demons or nobody else who's living an unethical, immoral, demonically controlled, inspired life. Greater is that that's in me than anything in the world. And no weapon formed against me, against us, those that stand, can prosper. Recognize there are true soldiers who will not compromise, who survived some ills for such a time as this, because there will be a war and there will be an army. And it ain't gonna all be a spiritual warfare. The majority of it will be. But know that there's some brothers that are strong and ready to stand, that's sick and twisted to rape your seed, your innocent seed, and let it be turned out on drugs. The Most High is coming back, and he is going to be ticked. Man, get your house ready. Get your household ready, man. This ain't even the time. Like the song said, Babylon is falling. Babylon is falling. I think I've gone as far as I'm going to go for the night, because I'm going to kill off this last work day so I can get ready for the Shabbat, Most High willing. Hey, fam, this is mad love I got for you. Seek knowledge and information. Turn off the damn TV, because it's lying to you. Because some of you ain't got enough discernment to decipher between the lies that are coming through the airwaves. These people work for fallen angels and for Satan. And Satan is not omnipresent. He wants to be like the Most High, but he can't be like him. So I'm going to tell you like I'll tell you, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for you. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you.